The question was asked, why would we rule halachically like the Babylonian Talmud? In a nutshell, the Rif in the end of the first chapter of Tractate Erevin writes that the wise men of the Babylonian Talmud lived after the wise men of the Jerusalem Talmud, as in the Babylonian Talmud was compiled almost a century after the Jerusalem Talmud. And the key point here is that the rabbis of the Babylonian Talmud saw the Jerusalem Talmud. So then if they chose to disagree with the Jerusalem Talmud, the rule we have is halacha kibasroi. Our assumption is that a latter rabbi who saw his predecessor's opinion and then chose to argue with it, so then he's like a midget sitting on a giant's shoulder. He could see a bit more than the giant can see because he's a little bit higher. Not because he's bigger, because he's sitting on his shoulder. So by the same token, if the rabbis of the Babylonian Talmud saw the Jerusalem Talmud and then argued with it, so then from the generation of Abaye and Rava onward, our assumption is halacha kibasroi. We go with the latter opinion, because again, if the latter opinion saw the earlier opinion, we would go with it. It's worth noting that Maimonides does rule like the Jerusalem Talmud in many occasions, and the Gra even writes in Shulchan Aruch that that is the way of Maimonides, to rule like the Jerusalem Talmud, and here we would have to ask why. Why did Maimonides rule like the Jerusalem Talmud? So one possible answer is that Maimonides did not agree that the rabbis of the Babylonian Talmud actually saw the Jerusalem Talmud. When do we say we go like the latter opinion? If the latter opinion was aware of the earlier opinion. If you have a rabbi who's not as big as the earlier rabbi, but he saw what the earlier rabbi said, and nonetheless he argued with it, so obviously he had good reason, we go with what he said. But if he did not see what the earlier generation said, so then his opinion doesn't carry that weight to overrule the earlier opinion. So that might be one reason why the Maimonides has a tendency to go with the Jerusalem Talmud as opposed to the Babylonian Talmud. The Rebbe of Chabad wrote that it's not clear that Rashi, for example, had steady access to the Jerusalem Talmud. Rashi's commentary on the Talmud, when Rashi quotes the Babylonian Talmud, he just quotes it. When he quotes the Jerusalem Talmud, he uses wording like, "I found in the Jerusalem Talmud." He uses different wording than when he quotes the Babylonian Talmud. So it's not clear whether Rashi had steady access to the Jerusalem Talmud. There are instances where Tosfos argues with Rashi, because Tosfos says, in the Jerusalem Talmud, it says not like Rashi. We have numerous examples of that. So the question is, did Rashi have steady access? I'm saying it's not a far-fetched thing, even in later generations, that rabbis wouldn't have steady access to other works. For example, the Jerusalem Talmud. Even long after the Jerusalem Talmud was printed, you're talking about a millennium later in the days of Rashi. It was still hard to come by. So that question, whether they had access to it, is a good question. And at any rate, the general assumption is that we rule like the Babylonian Talmud against the Jerusalem Talmud. And the reasoning would be what the Rif writes in the end of the first chapter of Tractate Erevin.
And how would the Rif for them?